Hour number two, Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on this Friday morning. Don't forget, you just made the list coming up at high noon. Pick six at 1 o'clock. Darren McFarland, Willie Donnick here at Cool Springs Wines and Spirits here in, well, of course, Cool Springs on Mallory Lane, right here on the back end of Cool Springs Galleria next door to Academy Sports, if you're familiar with the area. Lots of foot traffic. It's just 11 o'clock in the morning, and there has been constant foot traffic. People, my guess, getting ready for a big party on Sunday. Former Titans linebacker Keith Bullock is on the line with us. It's always good to catch up with him. He knew all along he was going to be playing at then Adelphia, now Nissan Stadium. When he was a young man at Syracuse, coming in to play in the Music City Bowl against Kentucky, and he had a big game, and he's like, I bet I impressed them, and I bet Floyd Reese is going to draft me. I think it went something like that. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It went something like that in the sense I was happy that I finally got picked at number 30, but I definitely expected to go higher. But you never know with that draft, man. I'm just glad that I landed in a great city and was a part of a great organization.
Well, Keith, the Titans can pick really, really low again in the first round if they can take care of business in Kansas City. What has it been like from your perspective to see this run as they sit here? This is the third time since the Titans have been in Nashville. You were a part of one in the 2002 season. It was the last time. It's been 17 years since we've been sitting here talking about a conference championship game. What have you seen through your eyes?
Well, following closely during the whole season, I've seen a team like that start off 2-4 and, kind of had a situation where the coach had to make a tough decision. And, benching the franchise quarterback, bringing in the backup that they just signed in April to lead the team. And, that seemed like to be the catalyst that they needed. You know, they were able to rip four off in a row to put themselves right back in, a position to make the playoffs late in the season. And regardless how the season starts, as long as, right after Thanksgiving, you have a shot, even if it's an outside shot, you definitely have something to play for. And the Titans, realized that and then played and won games that they needed to win and got in that last game of the season. And now, you take away the records. It's just we line up for kickoff at 12 noon or whatever it is, lock the doors, and we go at it for 60 minutes and see who comes out victorious. And against New England and Baltimore, the Titans were able to do that.
In preparation, back then you were preparing for, who was it, Rich Gannon? I guess the Raiders quarterback then. A mm-hmm. little bit different than Rich Gannon to Patrick Mahomes. Put yourself in those defensive meetings rooms, let's say the linebackers room. How do you go about trying to, you're not going to stop Mahomes. He's going to get his. They didn't stop Lamar Jackson, but they were good, in the red zone. They were good on fourth down. They had costly turnovers. How do you go about trying to attack that Kansas City offense?
Well, it's funny because when we played in the AFC Championship game, we played against the similar style offense. Maybe it wasn't the same type quarterback, but it was a spread offense that had Rich Gannon had all these different weapons. If you remember that, John Gruden had really implemented that offense with all those Tim Rice, Jerry Brown, Jerry Porter, Charlie Gardner. But this one is fast, almost like the one the Titans faced in the Super Bowl. We'll talk about the greatest show on turf. So look, Pat Mahomes has all these weapons at his disposal, and like you said, you cannot stop him. I don't think he's been stopped yet, but what the Titans did win last game was the turnover battle. I think the team that makes the fewest mistakes and turns the ball over the least really has the upper hand, and the Titans were able to capitalize on that last time that they faced each other, and considering that the Titans' offense really is run through Derrick Henry, relying on Tannehill to make some plays when his number is called, whereas Mahomes, they throw the ball all over the field. It's going to be wet, cold. So I think the Titans have an advantage in the sense that, everything has to go right offensively for this speedy attack of the Kansas City Chiefs. But it's going to be tough to stop. The only thing they can really do is hope to capitalize on mistakes.
Keith Bullock on the line with us. You got to go up against Eddie George every day in practice. You played with him. You saw what he brought to the table. When you see a guy like Derrick Henry running, what do you see?
I see a big running back. You know, a big running back running with authority. You know, he and Eddie have totally different styles. Eddie played in a more physical, demanding NFL where you had linebackers that were, you know, 250, 260, roaming the middle and outside. Whereas now Derrick Henry is in a more pass-friendly NFL. You know, defenses are built to stop the four wide receiver set and the Christian McCaffrey style running back coming out of the backfield. So when you get a back like Derrick Henry coming downhill, running the ball with authority, and the linebackers are 225, 230, usually, you know, that bigger running back is going to win. And it doesn't help the defense that, you know, the Titans offensive line is pushing the defensive lines back a yard or two before Derrick even gets the ball. So that definitely helps those running lanes that he's been gashing.
Keith, when you look at this time Titans linebacking core, what do you see? They got a little blend of everything, right? They got some seasoned guys, but they're still young, and hopefully they're going to get Jayon Brown back. But you got you had David Long fill in, who's a rookie. But you know, you have the seasoned veteran guy, Wesley Woodyard, who's been doing it forever. When you look at their linebacking core, what do you see?
I see, like, a lot of leadership. You know, for a rookie to get in there and be able to make plays off the bat in such a big game, I think that's huge. That comes, obviously, from the coach. But then, like you said, you have a seasoned vet like Wesley Woodyard who, you know, has to actually, you know, show a lot of humility in the sense that he understands the game. He understands his position that, no, he's not a starter anymore, although he wears that C on his chest, so he plays a different role. And part of that role is to help these younger guys get ready to perform on top of having yourself ready to go when your number is called. So, you know, in that room, there's a lot of talent, and you see Rashawn Evans feeling very comfortable in these playoff games because in playoff football, it comes down to one game plan against one team, and you practice that week in and week out. So by the time the game comes here, it's just easy.
We're talking to Keith Bullock, former All-Pro linebacker for the Titans. He is definitely one of the all-time great Titans as we set the table for the AFC Championship game this weekend. And Keith, going a little further with the linebackers, we all watched your growth, your improvement from your rookie year to your second year to your third year. So how impressed are you with, in particular, Rashawn Evans, who, you know, he was a little slow to develop because he missed a lot of time in that first training camp. But, man, he really looks fast out there. He looks like he really understands a pretty complex defensive system, and he is making a lot of plays out there for this team.
Yeah, like you hit it on the head. Rashawn, he started off slow because he had that injury his rookie year. And this year he definitely got better. But there are definitely times when I watch that he's not as instinctive as, you know, you would like him to be, which is fair. He's only in his second year. And right now, like what I said before, playoff football comes down to a specific game plan. You only have to plan for this one game. So everything else you throw out the window, and whatever you're taught during the week, that's what you're looking for. And, you know, normally when you become that seasoned linebacker in that 16-game season, you know, every game will look like the games that you've seen Rashawn play the last couple of games because you're tuned in, you understand your keys, you can anticipate plays, and it allows you to play faster without guessing or not even having a hunch what's going to happen.
How impressed have you been with Dean Pease's game plans? Two very different game plans to stop the Patriots as opposed to the Ravens, but they clearly took both of those offenses out of their comfort zone. So can they do that to the Chiefs? The Chiefs are another animal altogether, right, the way that they sling the ball down the field. What do you think Dean Pease would have in mind to try to slow down what Patrick Mahomes does?
Well, yeah, I mean, Dean Pease has been impressive since he's been here and dating back to his days at Baltimore when he was the coordinator there. So, you know, he's definitely going to put together game plans to take something away from good offenses. You know, last week he did that with Lamar Jackson, put pressure on his face, took away the running lanes that he normally would cut up for those gashing runs. You know, like we just talked about number 51, Long. You know, he was very good on his keys last week, to be in position to help neutralize Lamar Jackson. But, you know, with Pat Mahomes, like we said earlier, he passed for 450 and three touchdowns last game. It's going to be hard to necessarily stop him. I just think that you have to pick your poison, decide defensively what you're going to go into the game to stop, what you're not going to give them, and make them work with everything else. You know, you want to put them in a position where they're pressing to make plays, because at the end of the day, they're the favorite. They have the high power offense, and it's their game to lose.
Keith, good stuff. Where are you going to be watching on Sunday?
I'm either going to be at my house or see if I make that trip to Kansas City. It's going to be cold out there, so I'm going to play that one by ear. I'm not playing, so there's really no reason for me to be out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a guy who played, you know, in New York, but you did have a dome. So, I understand.
True.
Hey, good to talk to you as always. Thanks for doing this, and I hope we're still talking about this team for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, we will be. You guys have a good one. Enjoy on Sunday.
Thank you. You too. Keith Bullock, former Titans linebacker. Fantastic stuff there from him. Don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, we'll head to Kansas City and sit here on this Friday, learn a little bit more about the Chiefs. Where are they with injuries? And learn a little bit more about the opponent. At 12 o'clock, we're going to have You Just Made the List. We've got a great prize for that. Pick 6 at 1 o'clock. Matt Beatty at 12:45. Dick Vermeil in the final hour as well. We've got a loaded show here on this Friday as we sit here in Cool Springs at Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. Lots of people trotting through here with Titans jerseys on, Titans shirts, getting ready for whatever they're viewing pleasure is going to be on Sunday, whether it's a party at the house, they're going to somebody's house, whatever. They are stocking up here at Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.